Now it's time for the Punters Panel, where we speak with local older people about the issue of the day. And in the studio today, my handsome brother Joseph Furillo and presenter of Workers Radio on a Friday at Radio Skid Row, Caroline Pryor. Thank you for joining us today on the Punters Panel.
Hi there, Jeff.
How are you today?
Good.
Now, we finished listening to Carol Cusack talk about religion, spirituality as you age, but we're a different breed, aren't we? Didn't we just, you know, in the 60s take drugs and plan trips to India to find ourselves?
I think we all did. And if we didn't, we had to read, you know, The Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and a whole lot of really bad poetry and things like that. And, we won't go into all of that anyway. But, I mean, what strikes me is that those problems...
We have an interesting technical problem at the moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's it. It's reliving these things. We just had to have a bit of Bob Dylan there to calm us all down. But, what I was saying was that whole thing about our teenage years, but I mean, I think a lot of baby boomers were all brought up in the church, because in the 50s and 60s, the church was the social thing. All that sport, all those dances, all those things which, you know, provide those issues. And then as you deal with spiritualism, everyone sort of moved into social activism. That was my view, anyway. Righty ho. Joe, it's so lovely to be here. I don't know. Do you think that spirituality now means, like Carol was saying, about that you actually care? Because I mean, the idea, I reckon that it's gone through that post-70s thing where everyone feels that we've had enough crystals in our lives and we're not going to drink turmeric tea and all that issue. That now, if you're seeking spiritual fulfillment, basically you should, you know, go out and get a life and do something useful, or you're in a, you know, significantly disadvantaged group, like, you know, poor people.
What do you make of that, Joe?
I'm not sure. I suppose in terms of my own experience, I certainly remember being part of the church community, but it wasn't our family thing. So I wasn't quite a normal kid in that sense, where the family wasn't practicing, but I developed a religious interest, and that was a little bit my way of rebelling, actually. And maybe because I couldn't go the full hog and get into hippie clothes.
Oh, you didn't want to be a priest then.
And so it may well be that my way of getting on to the cultural revolution, but not going the whole hog, was to follow the spiritual values as I understood them. Because at least the church in the early 70s, post the Vatican II, was actually quite
Vatican
interesting.
II, yes.
It was quite interesting. It was really, as they say, aggiornamento, an updating. The doors were open, everything was possible, until they were slammed shut by J.P. II, and it was turned back into a mausoleum.
Yes, indeed. So, I know, there's only you and I probably know what Vatican II is, but for everybody else, look it up in Wikipedia.
Baby boomers for sure, I reckon, if you had any background there. But it was an exciting time of opening, and that spirit of the world, as we remember the time it was about, let's get away from all this material rubbish, let's have some values, and the church was caught up a little bit in that too, as I said, until the doors
were slammed. Well, that's it. And then the 80s and 90s, that whole idea of greed is good, I think baby boomers have looked at those things and gone, oh my gosh, what kind of society do we have? But I think the activist socially aware spiritualism, that idea that at our time of life, have we done enough? Have we considered our life? Do we reflect on our life? And we'll look at the positives and negatives. Mm. And I think come to terms with death, which of course is what religion and spirituality is
about, isn't it?
Is how you deal with death. And I mean, you know, I remember my mother saying that she had a really good black suit, which she'd spent money on, because funerals were it, you know, and you really sympathise with that, where you're going and confronting all your peers, and let alone your family, and things are dying at this stage, and you think, well, what are my spiritual? Are they going to a better place, or are we just keeping them in our hearts and reflecting on the good times, you know?
And until we get there, how are we going to conduct our lives? What is our relationship with God and spirituality going to be as we age?
Yes, indeed. I think people are searching for that, but I don't think they're going to churches to find it. I think they're perhaps going to yoga classes and to men's sheds and finding a community of like-minded people. And that's what I thought the elective affinity idea. We can make friends. It's that thing where you look at people who, in our era, we were brought up to find new friends, to travel, to actually approach other human beings and not feel frightened by difference or change. And that's a positive, I reckon.
The British philosopher Alain de Botton said that there's a lot that church has to recommend itself to atheists. The idea of congregation and celebration together, and he proposed a kind of an atheist church. Is there room for that in Australia for older people, do you think, Joe?
Well, I think picking up on a point that Carol made, it's about experience, and the more you can have a sociable experience, the better. That was her observation, and I tend to agree. However, I think there are a lot of sociable events, anything from a bingo to a concert in Hunter Valley to whatever, that bonds us and brings oftentimes just filling time for older people, or nostalgia. And I think there is a bit of a nostalgia for religion to a certain degree, the cultural forms of it. And there's not that many things that fill it all. We do fill our lives with experiences, and we do try to be sociable. I still think it's a bit of a challenge and a mission for a lot of people to learn how to maybe make a life of meaning and give meaning to their life in a individual way or in some sort of collective view.
You think meaning is important too, Caroline?
Well, that low. I'm a bit of a low temperature religious experience. So the idea of happy clappies or singing or pushy people delivering Meals on Wheels, that kind of idea seems to be a bit problematic. I think. You should be more positive about, I like the idea of the elective affinity, that idea that you can make, as long as you're not poor, you're not sick, and you're reasonably mobile, you can go out and feel that you can speak to other people and create communities or find the communities, or you can do it online, of course, because we love our technology. And I think I'm concerned about people who don't, and I know people in my family fail to grasp, they don't need to grasp it. So I've had these conversations about, why would you use Facebook? Well, you can see the odd photograph of the cousin second time removed, and the idea that what you would do is keep in touch with family because you don't want to ring them up and actually talk to them. You send them a photograph on Facebook. That seemed to catch everyone's idea.
And Joe, do we now worship at the Cathedral of Apple?
Technology is a big part of things, but there's still a lot of gaps. And we all talk about bubbles, and there's lots of different bubbles. And even Facebook is a bubble. But I think we're under-resourced and unable to establish a religious framework internally to establish meaning, and we need help with that.
Really? What kind of help do you reckon?
Thank you very much for joining us today on the Punters panel, Caroline and Joseph.
Sorry.